We come now to a time of prayer together. A prayer of thankfulness, our prayers of confession, and the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity of worship, for the freedom to be gathered as your family, gathered in the warmth of your presence. We thank you that together in worship, we can discover the certainties of the kingdom. For you and your promises are constant and eternal. We thank you that we can bring before you our hurts and our fears, all those things that trouble us, and leave them here, knowing that your strength and assurance are all that we require. We thank you that as we draw near in worship, we are lifted to that place where we can be at peace in your presence. We can find healing, wholeness, and refreshing. So in adoration, we come and we worship you. Amen. As we come together in worship, we remember that we often fall short of all we should be. And so we come before you and make our prayers of confession. For those things that we've done, we know we shouldn't. For those that we should, but decided not to. And in a moment or two of quiet, we just each bring our own personal prayers before you. Loving God, we praise you because you are a forgiving God. And that if we are truly sorry, you will forgive us time after time after time, never keeping a record of the wrongs that we've done. And each time we may hear those wonderful words of grace, that our sins are forgiven, and we may live in peace. Amen. And now we say together the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples and teaches to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We continue our worship as we sing together again from Singing the Faith, number 354. Jesus is the name we honour.